Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about what's been passing in front of their eyes, into their ears, and even, look away, up their noses. And this time it's the turn of composer and silent film evangelist Timothy Brock to share with us his Culture File likes.
This is Timothy Brock, conductor of music from Charlie Chaplin. I'm a huge film noir nut. I love gangster films from the early 30s up through the early 60s. So I mean, given a choice, that's what I will watch The Naked City for the eighth time, as opposed to, you know, another thing. Especially from the late 30s, which a lot of people think of film noir as being in the 40s, you know, 40s and 50s. But I love those early Chester Morris films and William Powell and all that, you know, in terms of The Thin Man and things like that, and because it incorporates everything I love about cinema: the music, the sound. I even love the film noise. It's one of the things I love, old film noise from that time period, where they're walking across a room and you can't hear the footsteps, but you can hear all film noise. Those kinds of things just give me chills, and I love that. I can't remember, actually, when was the last time I saw a new film. I'm sorry to say, I'm just stuck in my ways a bit, and I was just unfortunately born about 60 years too early. I'm supposed to be reading Atomic Changes, because my wife said I must read that, because I've got a lot of bad habits. But what I actually have underneath that is some Raymond Chandler books, which his short stories, which I'm enjoying thoroughly. And I'm also looking at a lot of Ben Hecht short stories, because I'm actually thinking about writing a chamber opera based on a Ben Hecht story. It's The Rival Dummy. Don't tell anybody. I actually listen to podcasts all the time, especially Pod Save America, up to the election. And now I don't want to be anywhere near that. We are terribly upset. And so I've sort of stayed away from podcasts recently, because all I listen to is political podcasts up to that point. It's horrible. The mood, these guys just sound so... I also listen to Pod Save the UK just today, and talked about, now what are we going to do, you know? And it's dire. It's dire. There's a new ballet of Giselle out there, Akram Khan, and that music is spectacular, because it's so simple, so powerful, and he's got boiled down these elements that are pure dance, and it's so rare to find new ballets with that kind of vision that's both sophisticated and simple. It's almost like Stravinsky in terms of the simplicity, like at the beginning of Orpheus, which is just a series of eight notes, which is also ballet. And he knows how to make the most simple elements sing out in a tremendous way. Phenomenal. And that's a new piece of music that I could hear again and again. Well, living in Bologna, of course, I have quite a variety of delights for my taste buds. But I must say that I'm a real simple person. So my favorite thing in the world is tagliatelle al ragù, which is the what most people know as a bolognese sauce. But they don't call it that here. They call it the ragù. And it's so simple. And it is my favorite thing to eat in the world. you should go to a very small restaurant, which only has about 5 tables. The cook is the guy's grandmother, who's like 90-something, and she pounds out the pasta every day. And she only makes a certain amount, and you have to get there at a certain time. It's called Sergei, which is a Russian, sounds like a Russian name, of course, but it's Bolognese. It's called Sergei, and it is the best tagliatelle al ragù you'll ever have. I've never put on a cologne in my life. Not even once. Not even as a teenager, thinking I had to cover up my tremendous teenage BO. I never felt it was absolutely necessary. Mind you, apparently I don't smell too bad, according to my wife, and even if I don't, you know, wear something for a while. But cologne has never been my thing.
Vincenzo Lamagna's score for Akram Khan Giselle, after the original score by Adolf Adam, and that was one of the likes of Timothy Brock, A Woman of Paris, with music by Chaplin, newly restored and orchestrated and conducted by Timothy Brock, screens tomorrow at noon at the IFI in Dublin as part of this year's French Film Festival. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, an exhibition tour from a 7-year-old at the Irish Museum of Modern Art, Ilan Piper Killian Villelli on bringing pipes and strings together, and we're among the gamers at a festival in Berlin to hear about the fresh promise of cyberdelics. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time here on RTE Lyric FM, and now on Blue Sky 2.